Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Today, Billy Crone will reveal the otherworldly details of the Great Reset that is being spread across the globe. First, though, I want to encourage you to join us in Columbus, Ohio. Today, that's right, today through Saturday, we have over a dozen speakers sharing insight into Bible prophecy, the latest archaeological information from Israel, biblical mysteries, and a special One World update. 3 full days. Get all the details at the events page of our website, swrc.com, or give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. The Columbus, Ohio Prophecy Conference, today through Saturday. Register at the event or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Friends, what would have happened if Hitler would have won World War II? What kind of dystopian nightmare would he and his SS agents have brought to the planet if victory was within their grasp? What other dastardly deeds would they have perpetrated upon mankind like they did to the Jewish people? Well, wonder no more. Because believe it or not, Hitler's satanic agenda is now actually marching beyond Germany and is actively spreading across the whole planet. Here with the chilling details is our host, Dr. Larry Spargimino, and today's special guest, Billy Crone.
We've all heard about the World Economic Forum, Davos, and Klaus Schwab. What you probably have not heard much about is the evil nature of Schwab's design on the human race. This is certainly Hitler's eugenics program on steroids. Pastor Billy Crone is on the phone with me, and we're going to be talking about his latest book, a powerful book. The title is Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. The Bible says that the human heart is deceitful and desperately wicked. You can't imagine the full extent of human depravity until you've read this new book. Pastor Billy Crone, thank you so much for being on the show with us once again.
Thank you, Dr. Spargimino. It's always great to be on.
Well, tell us about Klaus Schwab. How does eugenics fit into the picture? And what do we really need to know about this awful World Economic Forum?
Yeah, well, basically, this latest offer that we have out, you know, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim, this is basically our third shot across the bow, exposing what this guy's up to. And of course, it started with the COVID pandemic. And so we produced a study called Klaus Schwab, the Third Reich and the Rise of the COVID-19 Holocaust, basically to figure out, okay, what's going on with this thing and with the COVID pandemic, and where's it coming from and who's behind it? And because it's a plandemic, so it's, you know, who planned all this and where are they going with all this? Well, I had a hunch once I got to looking into the key players, the globalists around the world that were pushing this agenda. And of course, Klaus pops up because he admits on tape, in print, still to this day, that he not only wants to use the COVID pandemic, but he says that it's going to become the opportunity for them to, quote, reset the planet. They call it the Great Reset. And so I'm going, so he admitted that they're creating the crisis to manage the outcome. So what's going on? Anyway, so I went down the rabbit trail, and all of a sudden I began to see his family history. And he's come straight out of the hip of Hitler's world. His dad's a guy named Eugene Schwab. He was buddies with Hitler's. He ran a company for the Nazis and helped produce armament. And he won models for the company, awards and prizes. And they're in Germany. And so this is Klaus's world. He grew up in Hitler's world, pro-Nazi.
Wow.
And this is his family ties. And so we exposed that on that first book. Then we got to think of, okay, well, what is this Great Reset thing? And what is this place that he started in 1971 called the World Economic Forum? And that was our next shot across the bow. That was Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, and the coming Mark of the Beast. And so he basically is, in a nutshell, taking everything that Hitler did, and he's going beyond Germany. He's doing it to the whole world. Now, you can't call it the Fourth Reich. That's too obvious. So he calls it, again, the Great Reset, or the Fourth Industrial Revolution. So the last one was the first half of what he calls the Great Reset, the economic reset. And what these guys want to do with COVID pandemic as the excuse, create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. They want to do an economic reset around the world, and they want to go to a cashless society, and then they want to tie people into this cashless digital society, this digital world, with using body parts. Go figure. Where have you heard that? That's Revelation 13. That's why it says it's the rise of the mark of the beast. And then we expose the World Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum, admittedly, he started in 1971, so he's been working on it with it and for over 50 years. But it's not just an economic forum. This has begun his think tank, his pool of people that he trains. In fact, it's still on the World Economic Forum's website that he is training, quote, young global leaders. So he's had 50 years to train people to follow his agenda, his Hitlerian agenda, I call it. And the trainees, I just basically call them his modern SS agents. And these are people that he is now over 50 years trained to do his bidding and has planted in every developed country around the world, including our own. And then Joe Biden was handpicked. That's why he was put into office for such a time as this, to crash the American economy on first. And why the American economy? Because the American economy, the dollar, is the backbone of the global financial system. So if you're going to crash the system to reset it into a new cashless society, what do you got to do? America has to go down. And Joe Biden, we demonstrate, was handpicked. He's been a part of the World Economic Forum for over 20 years, long before he was even vice president under Obama. While he was a senator, he was going there. And Klaus even admitted on tape that he was one of his hardest working disciples. So this is not a conspiracy theory. This is what they're up to.
Right.
Now we deal with the third one, and that's Klaus Schwab, eugenics, and the rise of the Nephilim. And basically, as I began to go down the rabbit hole, I said, wait a second. It's bad enough that he wants to usher in a cashless society, biometric system, that they will control all buying and selling, Revelation 13, Mark of the Beast. But there's another side of that Great Reset coin that I was starting to get along that, wait a second, people are starting to catch on to the economic aspect. They're not talking about the other aspect. And the other aspect is what this is all about. I am not joking, Dr. Spargimino. This guy is bringing Hitler's eugenics program back and to the whole human race this time. And it's well underway, and they're already genetically modifying the planet against people's will.
Right.
And that's what this is all about. He's basically taking now Hitler's eugenics program, and he's bringing it to humanity. And I get this, this is on tape. He says it's their duty as the elites to do this to us because they now believe that they're God of the planet with science and technology, and they're going to speed up the process of so-called evolution. And they're going to make us into a better human race. Well, what's that? That's the Aryan idea from Hitler, right? And again, he's going beyond Germany now to the world. But again, you can't say, hey, we're here to not only usher in the mark of the beast, people would freak out. But, hey, we're here to create the new global Aryan race that we think is more perfected. They can't say that. People would freak out. So what they call this eugenics program now, they call it Human 2.0 or Augmented Humanity. Or sometimes they just call it post-human species. Well, what's that? Well, what it is, believe it or not, whether we want it or not, whether we like it or not, these guys are going to create a race of non-humans. So now why do we deal with this? Because I believe this is a biblical perspective. Jesus said in Matthew 24, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, not maybe not might, at the coming of the Son of Man. And so if, in fact, the return of Christ is getting close, we're going to see repeated Noah's Day. What was going on in Noah's Day? There was a hybridization of mankind. It's being repeated today. And again, I was alarmed when I went down this rabbit hole that, again, people are catching on to the economic aspect, and that's good. But so few have been getting equipped on the other side of the coin, what this guy's up to. And it has everything to do with Bible prophecy, but to be honest with you, these guys are sick. These guys are satanic.
Yes, it is.
And I don't know if this is a word, but I made it up. And they're Hitlerian.
Yeah. what you say, our food supply is being genetically altered. Our bodies are being genetically altered. Our progeny is being genetically altered. Our minds and brains are being connected to a global matrix program that will control everyone on the planet down to our very thoughts. Now, that's pretty sinister, to say the least.
Oh, yeah. Well, and again, as you know, with our studies, Dr. Spargimino, you know, we don't quote the joeschmo.com, wackyconspiracyguy.org. we go straight to the source and, frankly, straight from the horse's mouth. You know, we quote Schwab. If you get not just the book or you get the DVDs, you'll see it on tape. You'll see his science advisor, Yuval Noah Harari, admitting gleefully with this sick smile on his face that this is what's coming to the planet. But I'm glad you mentioned the food aspect. People need to realize this because, again, this is being done against people's will. And this is really what got me going down this route because I came across in the previous Schwab study, I call it Schwab in the deck. And so I was Schwab in the deck, and I was dealing with the COVID pandemic and the mRNA shots and, you know, how the shots were gene editors and genetic modifiers. Well, of course, then I came across the latest thing that they're doing, and they're planning on, and in some cases are already doing, they're putting the mRNA gene editing technology that was in the shots, they're putting it into our food supply. And that's what I came across. And first they started with plants. And so basically they want to create plant vaccines that, you know, if you're uncomfortable about getting that with a needle, then they're going to make you get it,
right,
you know, by putting our plant supply. And then at the same time, all of a sudden, there's now talk of getting the mRNA shots into livestock. And in some reports I came across, they're already doing it. And so last time I checked, plants, meat, that's kind of pretty much what we eat. And that's what got me going down this route. Why would they do this? Why would they purposely put the same horrible technology that's in the shots that is having all these horrible effects, including death on people? Why would you purposely put it into our food supply? Because it's not just a shot. It's a gene editing technology.
Yeah.
And when you look at the background of these people, they're doing it because they believe, they're called transhumanists, that they, you know, you can't say eugenist, you know, people catch on. So they relabeled themselves transhumanists, and they want to transcend the human limitations, and it's their duty as rich elite to do this to us whether we want it or not. So again, so if you didn't like it in the shot, then we're going to get it into your food supply. This is what's going on.
Let me tell our listeners how to get the book, because this is fantastic. Our guest is Pastor Billy Crone. We're talking about his new book, Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. Now, here are some of the topics discussed in the book: genetic food murders, genetic altering technology, genetic mixing of humans, genetic copying of humans, and many others. God made man in the image of God. This new version is to remake man in the image of the devil. You will want a copy of this book. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. I know the World Economic Forum presents itself as a beneficent group of intellectuals who want to move us into a global utopia, but this is a world of slavery, death, and multiplied horrors. Our toll-free number, 1-800-652-1144. Well, now I've given them the information. Just keep on going. This is fascinating.
Well, and then once I started going down that rabbit hole, I go, man, now they're messing with the food supply. For those of us that didn't get the shot, they're still trying to genetically modify us. And by the way, people say, well, what are you going to do if they start altering the food? Well, we personally just encourage people. We have networked personally as a church here in Las Vegas. And we have networked, we created it's called Clean Meat Co-op. And we've networked with local ranchers, Christian ranchers, we've met personally and who have pledged to not only not do the mRNA shots in their meat supply, but also any other harmful stuff that they put in there. And so basically we've had to network and basically go around the traditional system and do it. And so we would just encourage people to do the same. By the way, we have also as a church, and I'm just saying this to give an example for other people out there, you have to do what I call subvert the system. We're at this stage. And we've also started our own Christian medical unit that we have next to the church facility. And we have a doctor and a nurse and a couple other retired nurses and another doctor on staff, and who we have fully trained, traditionally trained medical folks who are there to help you, not hurt you. And so my point is, this is alarming information, but again, we're not doing this because we think we're going to survive the 7-year tribulation, because we don't believe we're going to be there. But at the same time, you got to deal with these guys' atrocious behavior. And so basically my encouragement is to Christians, look around, work together. This is a time for the church to shine, and we need to subvert the system, go around the system. And we're just trying to buy time to keep moving forward for Christ until he comes and gets us.
Right.
That we'd be able to continue to do what he's called us to do, to get his truth out, to get the gospel out. It's not a time to be fearful. It's time to be faithful, but use wisdom. But back to the thing with the food, that was just the beginning. And then I began to discover that, wait a second, it isn't just the mRNA technology. They have more than one type of technology to genetically modify things on the planet. And by the way, it's not just people. It's literally, I'm not joking, we bring this out, it's literally every bit of God's creation. Plants, they're modifying, of course, I mentioned. Animals, they're even doing it to insects, right? Bill Gates is big on that. Bill Gates is a part of all this, right? He's even recently genetically modified mosquitoes, and then he brought them over here to America. And then now all of a sudden, shocker, there's a rise of malaria, and guess who's on the front line with medicine to cure it? Bill Gates.
Wow.
I mean, the whole thing's just set up, too. These guys are greedy, they're gross, they're satanic. But anyway, so they're genetically modifying everything on the planet. But there's more than one technology. Another one they use is not just mRNA, it's CRISPR. CRISPR technology allows them to, and this came out in 2012, it allows them to slice and dice the individual DNA of any living thing, plant, animal, people, insect, you name it. And it's basically like if you want to take out one individual strand of DNA, just delete it. Or if you want to insert DNA, and that leads to another thing, called mixing us with animals. I'll get to that in a second. And then they can do it. And again, this is since 2012. China just came out with another one that works even faster to genetically modify people. But the problem with this is, again, that what they don't tell you is the DNA is so complex that God gave us and built us. He's our creator. Is that, yeah, you can take out one strand that maybe that little thing you took out, okay, will prevent somebody from getting, say, cancer or AIDS, and that's how they pitch it. But that same one strand that you thought you didn't need, it does 13 other positive things to your body. Oops, you can't put it back. Now what are you going to do? It's irreversible changes. And again, we interview a geneticist and show the interview, and they admit that it doesn't take a lot of changes, and technically, scientifically, you become a non-human. And what's crazy about the CRISPR technology is they're already doing it, Dr. Spargimino. Again, this isn't some nefarious plan that they plan to do 10 years down the road, right, or 5 years or 50 years. It's already being done. They're already CRISPRing, again, not just plants, not just animals, not just insects. They're doing it to people. And what's really sick is they've started with babies, the ones who can't object to it. And they're doing it to humans, and not just the United States, but many of the developed countries around the world.
Right.
But then go back to the, and you're thinking, well, what can this stuff do to me? Well, again, they can slice and dice you into anything. They admit this. In fact, back to the mRNA technology, the one that was used in the shots, and they're putting it into the food supply. Elon Musk, we have him on tape, and he said with the mRNA technology, we could possibly reverse, if not stop all aging, which is what they want to do for them, the elites, to live forever. But he says, and we could, this is on tape, and we could turn you into a blank butterfly if we wanted to.
Right, right.
So what's that mean? You started out as a human, but when they're done with you with all their genetic modifying, you're not a human anymore. And it's crazy. And then if you don't think that they know that they're playing God and playing with fire, okay, that this is going to lead to a horrible apocalypse, they even admit it. And this was the other crazy thing. This is why, listen, Dr. Spargimino, we bring this out. Again, they're genetically modifying every living thing, including people, yes, already being done on the planet. But do the research. They have backup systems on the planet of every seed on the whole planet. And that's in Svalbard, up in the Arctic. And that's just one of them. And basically, they have a copy of every original seed, because they're messing with everything, right? Not only that, they also have genetic DNA databases of all living things. And believe it or not, of all people who has one, they're not the only one, is Russia. Russia completed their genetic DNA database of all living things back, I think it was 2018. But think about that. That was pre-COVID. right?
Yes.
And so they have plans to modify the planet for a long time. But they're going, and they admit the reason why they're doing this is because, quote, in case something horrible goes wrong.
Right.
Well, it's going to go wrong, and we know it's going to go wrong because the Bible says it's a repeat of the days of Noah. And how did that go? Well, the last time when this happened, when you had fallen angels, the sons of God, commingling with the daughters of men, and they made it all the way down to everybody being genetically modified down to 8 people.
Wow.
And that was Noah and his family. And basically, they were the last ones left, and God hit a restart button. That's the background of the days of Noah. It's happening again today, just like Jesus said. And so basically, what do we need to do, Dr. Spurgeon? We need to tell people, guess what? It's being repeated. Last time, there was one way out. It was a wooden ark. This time, it's one way out. It's a wooden cross.
Amen.
And we need to point people to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As fast as we can.
Thank you, Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Crone is out in Las Vegas, Nevada. He's doing a great job in Las Vegas. We praise the Lord for him. And now we're going to visit with Charlie Meadows, who is the former president of OPAC. Great man of God. He's going to be speaking to us about trusting God in times of difficulty. Certainly, friends, today we live in times of difficulty. We're on the verge, perhaps. I hope it's not true. We're on the verge of World War III. That would be a terrible thing. How is a Christian going to respond? You know, if we're filled with fear and fright, we're paralyzed. We can't have any desires to serve the Lord. We're just frozen in the ice. Charlie Meadows is going to come and tell us about trusting God, about the difference between trust and faith. And I think Charlie, who's a great friend of mine, he is now one of the commissioners in Logan County, Oklahoma. He's going to share some insights. These are really profound. So friends, I pray that this will encourage you in these dark and desperate days. Charlie Meadows is the former president of OPAC, the Oklahoma Conservative Political Action Committee. He was recently elected as the District 2 Commissioner in Logan County, Oklahoma, and he's with us on the line. Charlie has brought a lot of good radio guests to our office, and we certainly appreciate Charlie Meadows. Charlie, so good to have you with us.
Hey, it's great to be with you and with your listeners today, Larry. I appreciate the opportunity to speak.
Well, I know you have a heart for the Lord and also for his people, and you said you wanted to share a few things about trusting God in difficult times, and these are certainly difficult times. So I want to hear what the Lord has gotten for you to share with us.
All right. Well, obviously, unless you live in a cave and you're aware of some of the events that are going on, not only in our own nation, but across the world, it is a very, very turbulent time. And I would say it's a time fraught with a lot of dangers and things like that. But in the midst of all of that, and I hope we don't live in a cave, that's the last thing we should do. We should be alert, and we should try our very best to understand what is going on, not only from a prophetic time, but just in our day-to-day lives and the risk and the things that we have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. I think one of the most important things is we need to learn to trust the Lord. And I'd like to just differentiate a little bit between the difference between faith and trust. Faith is how we respond when we hear that voice from the Holy Spirit, the word of the Lord, telling us to do something. So faith is active and it's a response. Trust, on the other hand, is when we haven't heard from the Lord what's going on. We don't know what's going on. And rather than worry and fret, we put ourselves in a passive posture, knowing that God still is in control. That's really important to understand. He knows everything that's going on. None of this is out of his capability to deal with or handle. Another thing, Larry, I think is real important. A lot of times we try to see things from our own perspective as opposed to seeing things from the perspective of God. And it's something I'm really trying to walk in more than I ever have before. Because all of us may think we know what needs to be done, but God may be doing some things that we would never have realized or perceived before. And if we don't understand it, I think it's really important to trust him in the midst of this. Cowardice is something that God despises. One of the things that I think is really important, we see a scripture that says that when evil comes in like a flood, God raises a standard up against it. Well, that standard is the body of Christ.
I think when we look at the news, it is kind of terrifying. On the other hand, we know that God is opening doors, because I think in view of the great need, people are now asking lots of questions. What happens when I die? Is there a heaven? Is there a hell? And of course, we as Bible-believing Christians take everything literally true from Genesis to Revelation. We've got the answer. And we are in a point of a place of importance where we can do some good and honor the Lord. Well, Charlie, thank you so much. Those were great words of wisdom, and I think our audience really appreciates what you shared with us.
Yeah, keep walking into him. That's the thing we need to do. We were born for such a time as this, so let him use us in the way he wants to do.
Amen.
Most people are starting to become familiar with Klaus Schwab and his evil cohort's Great Reset agenda and how it involves an economic reset. However, what most people don't realize is that there are two sides to the Great Reset scheme. It's not just an economic reset for the planet, but it's also a human reset for the planet called Human 2.0, augmented humanity, or even a post-human species. Learn all the details when you get your copy of Klaus Schwab, Eugenics and the Rise of the Nephilim. The book and six DVD bundle are available when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order this explosive series from Billy Crone at our website, swrc.com. Inform as many as you can before it's too late. Klaus Schwab, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim by Billy Crone. Order the book and six DVD bundle today. Call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will continue sharing the details of the Great Reset, Eugenics, and the Rise of the Nephilim. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchman on the Wall podcast. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported by faithful listeners like you. Visit swrc.com. That's swrc.com.